You and I, we helped Jesus release millions from purgatory this Christmas. The response to the previous video was absolutely incredible. Can you imagine seeing and experiencing what each and every one of those souls experienced? It is hard to think of something more beautiful than to see someone, a soul, go from the pain of purgatory into the glory of heaven. Well, now you can. In the following two visions, one from St. Francis of Rome and one from the book Visions of Purgatory, that even reveals to us what the Blessed Mother does in bringing them out of purgatory, we will see this. We will experience what we just did for them, something absolutely incredible. Now, despite whatever visual imagery I may or may not use, I invite you to close your eyes as I read and use your imagination. Close your eyes if possible. If you're driving, please don't. To use your imagination if possible and to ask the Holy Spirit to guide it and to let this be an incredible moment of prayer. My friends, if you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's begin. The attention of Francis was then drawn to the souls which were taken from purgatory and brought to the kingdom of heaven. These were the ones who had completed their assigned term of penance, purgation, and purification, and so they had ascended to the very uppermost and lightest portion of the realm. The sight of a soul departing from purgatory was truly amazing and caused Francis's heart to be filled with unbounded joy and wonder. The glorious Queen of Heaven would descend on a cloud of golden light. She was robed in a garment of azure blue, which glimmered like a sapphire, and upon her head she wore her 12-starred crown of celestial majesty. Her beauty was such that Francis could find no words to describe it, but which simultaneously far exceeded both the radiance of the noontide sun in all its splendor and the serenity of the moon as it floats through a tranquil sky. The Mother of God, having descended to purgatory, would then lead the fortunate soul that had completed its time of purgation from there into heaven, and take it to the choir of angels among which it had merited to be placed, as Blessed Mary, together with the soul, passed through the various angelic choirs. There would be immense joy and jubilation breaking out at the sight of another one of the beloved children of God to be taken to its blessed and everlasting homeland. But the greatest rejoicing took place in the choir to which the soul was assigned as its destination. In that celestial choir, there would be a great festivity of exaltation and holy mirth. As for Francis, she was given the grace to be able to witness the departure of many souls from purgatory and their ascent to heaven in the company of the Mother of God. She related that the souls of the blessed in heaven were of greater perfection and nobility than the angels, but the song of the angels remained more beautiful and pure, and the melodies which they sang were more subtle, agile, and sweet. Nevertheless, the song of the Queen of Heaven entirely transcended that of both the angelic multitude and all the souls of the saints. After this, there was a light, and in it I saw the Mother of God surrounded by a multitude of angels and blessed souls who descended to purgatory to bring consolation and love. Saint Michael preceded them. A refreshing dew descended from Mary's heart and her hands and fell like rain on all of purgatory. The most blessed Mother of God thus poured out graces, consolation, and hope. Afterwards, she rose to heaven with many souls freed through her intercession. I saw hundreds of persons entering into the glory of God, and it was as if all of paradise resounded with a clamor of joy and festive songs. Among the souls freed on the occasion of this feast, I saw some of those who had implored me for prayers. Later that day, I had a very comforting vision. Many souls were rising from purgatory to the plenitude of divine love, carried in the grace of Mary Immaculate to enter into the heavenly Jerusalem. It seems that every soul that finishes its purification is incorporated in the grace of Mary Immaculate, elevated in the light of her love, and in this way the soul is introduced into the glory of heaven. I saw this as a manifestation of the universal maternity of the Blessed Virgin, which extends over all her children. There is great jubilation in heaven when a soul arrives. It's a moment of joy that celebrates the encounter of the soul with God, and this encounter into the mystery of the divine mercy is extended to the whole of paradise in concentric circles. I saw how some of the saints of paradise sent down stairs of light along which the souls climbed to elevate themselves above the place of purification. We here below, by our prayers, suffrages, and sacrifices, help free them from the weight which prevents them from climbing those stairs to enjoy the happiness of the elect. The Blessed Virgin presented all the souls liberated on this day to her divine Son. She whispered in their hearts, "Do whatever he tells you." These holy souls are jubilant and questioning. Jesus shows them his pierced heart and tells them, "Read in this heart how much I love you and what you must do now and for eternity." The souls read with rapture, "Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit for all eternity." There came forth from this divine heart a liquid that extinguished thirst. They drank with joy and an extraordinary jubilation. My angel then told me, "They drink with long draughts and with the pure desire to love of the Trinity of God." I experienced an indescribable rapture seeing these marvels. After everything disappeared, I remained in the recollection of thanksgiving. A few things that I want to leave you with. In the same way that when we help someone accomplish something incredibly difficult, we share in their victory. In this same way, we share in the same heaven as the souls in purgatory that we have freed. Remember that in your darkest times, all of us will have difficult moments in this life, but if we know that we have been part of something that has released so many souls into heaven, that we in a certain way are already there, at least through them. Along with this, although heaven is an eternal place of rest, that doesn't mean that they don't do anything. In the words of Saint Therese, that her mission is just beginning. So it is with the souls in purgatory. In other words, ask for their prayers. Their mission to intercede for you now truly begins. So whatever problems you have in your life, whatever people you want to convert, whatever people that are sick and suffering in your life, ask these souls, especially the ones that you have freed. Perhaps that's what you can call them. Oh, souls in purgatory that I have freed that are now in heaven, please pray for me, and you will experience incredible graces in your life as I have. You will experience their protection and their guidance on this journey that we have towards heaven. No matter when you are listening to this, God bless you. Merry Christmas. And if you'd like to support this channel in any way, please support and subscribe and do so through Buy Me a Coffee. I will see you in the next one.